24th of June, so we're running a day late here, but we just absolutely had no communication at all last night. The storm that we were having, this was no phone service, no internet service. We just could not do anything, so we just we couldn't let you know, no way to do it. All we could do is take texts on our phone. That was the most we could do. And nothing more we would do than that. So here we are tonight, though. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and have the broadcast tonight instead. That way people who normally do download the broadcast later will be able to get it. And, of course, those who know about it, we put notice that it's going to be up there. But I don't know how many are going to get it. So, anyway, we're just going to get it in here anyway. And praise God that we are able to broadcast tonight without any problems here. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, we were fine. It wasn't her death. I was just feeling bad because we couldn't get on. No matter what we did, we tried. But we're fine. And hopefully everybody else is fine from that storm and all the storms we've been having around the country lately. My. It's amazing all the stuff going on this year, not just our country, but other countries having lots of storms and bad weather. So I tell you, that's a sign of the end times, according to the Bible. So there will be signs in the heavens and earthquakes and other storms in various places. We're certainly seeing that. But anyway, we're here tonight. I want to share some news with you. Then we'll get into the Word here and do some deliverance. And then we will go ahead and spend some time here with you. So Satanic Temple launches nationwide tour to mock Sean Fuchs Let Us Worship tour. That's right. The Satanic Temple is promoting a Satan worship tour titled Let Us Burn, Satanic Planet Capital Concert Tour, after Christian worship leader Sean announced he will be hosting his Let Us Worship Capital Tour. So the devil doesn't want to cut it. You know, he wants not to be outdone by Christians, even though I guarantee you he's outdone by Christians. Because he can't even, you know, hold anything to what Christians can do. He doesn't have the authority. Undercover video exposes BlackRock recruiter bragging how little it takes to buy a United States senator. He said, U.S. senators are cheap. You can get one for $10,000. He decides people's fates, he says. Sergey Barlay is the name of this BlackRock recruiter. So obviously he is a proud person bragging like that about his position. El Paso mayor declares a state of emergency. The city is overrun with illegals, and they cannot keep up with it. They cannot take care of them. So they declared, the mayor declared a state of emergency there. New Disney movie, Elemental, with non-binary characters, is a flop. That's right. Massive box office failures have taken place so far, and there's no sign that they will improve because they have to be perverted. They have to promote stuff that's not right. Stuff that's not biblical and anti-Christian, and it is anti-Christian stuff that they promote. So no wonder people are showing their power with the money, not buying into that. So good for people. Remember that climate change girl, Greta Thunberg? She deletes her June 2018 tweet saying the world will end in 5 years if we don't stop using fossil fuel. Well, it didn't end, and it goes on, and she is looking like a fool, and because she is a fool. Obviously, she is a fool. She doesn't know God, and she doesn't respect and honor God, and she believes something that is totally unproven. You can't prove it scientifically because it's not true. Climate change, global warming, they changed it to climate change now. But anyway, they're promoting that, and anything they're promoting is probably wrong anyway. Michigan's legislation turns up felony penalties for hurting transgender feelings. prison is possible. While Mike Pence is saying loving your neighbor means protecting their right to a sex change operation if they're an adult. Okay, well, you know where he's coming from. Yeah. So, San Francisco megachurch, Calvary Presbyterian Church, is hosting a drag queen Bible story hour. Okay, well, I don't think those words go together. Drag queen and then Bible story hour. Something wrong there. Anyway, the common sweetener Splenda, which is sucralose, by the way, breaks down your DNA and is genotoxic. That's right. It's a genotoxic, and it's another reason to read labels. Don't eat that sucralose. According to these reports here about it, it's not a healthy sweetener. Stevia and xylitol are the two that I understand are the best from all that I've read about it. So, yeah, that's stevia and xylitol, the two best. And then there's mannitol, of course, too. But anyway, yeah, sucralose, which is, you know, Splenda, not good for you, you know. It's marketed under Splenda, but it's also, if you look on the labels, it'll say sucralose in there. Okay, the West African nation of Togo has the largest voodoo market in the whole world. That's right. It's the Ekotis Sawa Fetish Market is the name of it. And I don't pronounce this word right. Akodessawa. Fetish market. And so, yeah. So anyway, that's the largest voodoo market in the whole world. One can find such things as monkey heads, skulls, and birds, crocodiles, and skins of animals and other products of dead animals. Lots of bones to be ground up with potions and cooked and talismans and charms, which are meant to cure everything, even to remove the blackest of curses, supposedly. But how many know that we know that Satan does not remove Satan, okay? So that's a farce. I mean, Satan cannot remove Satan. Satan doesn't do that. In fact, what he does, he may take care of one problem, and then but you get another problem worse than the one you already had. So you're not really, you know, if you go the occult way, you're not going to get really permanently free. You're going to get more bondage if you try to go that way to cure diseases and problems in your life, curses and different things. Coors Light, the beer, embraces and supports Denver, Colorado Pride Parade. So they're letting themselves be known where they stand and likely to lose a lot of businesses like Bud Light did. But that's where they're standing on that. So that's the news tonight, other than the bad weather last night caused us not to be able to communicate with the outside world and to do the broadcast. We had no internet, no phone service whatsoever, other than we were able to receive some texts and send some texts. That's all we were able to do. Anyway, that's why we weren't here last night. No, the storm was bad, but it wasn't seemingly to me that bad, but it still took out the internet and the phone service that we had. So anyway, it's nice out there tonight and cloudy somewhat, but no storm. So we're thankful to be here with you again. Lord bless you, and we're glad to have you tune in on this Saturday night. This is a different day, isn't it? Normally we're here Fridays, but I tried to get the word out to some people, but I know that I couldn't get it out to everybody, but we did post it there on Blog Talk Radio that we would be up tonight. But I'm sure that a lot of people are not aware and may not be here tonight, and they have other plans as well. But anyway, we're glad you're here. Lord bless you tonight, and we're going to get into the word here in just a moment after we pray and open up in prayer. Hallelujah. I heard this afternoon that a train had a wreck in Montana today and went off the tracks between Big Timber and Columbus, and supposedly fell in the river, but some others saying that it didn't fall into the river and leak any of what it was carrying. So yeah, you never know for sure unless you're there watching. But anyway, that happened. And another train derailment. So Father, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, against the evil that has been sent against the Christians today. We rebuke that evil. We rebuke the witches' curses, the Satanist curses, the ones that are making all these demonic curses and potions and talismans and all these things against the Christians, hexes, vexes, and spells and jinxes. We cancel their assignment in Jesus' name and send them back where they came from in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And we just rebuke these things that have been sent against the saints of the Lord. And we know that in these last days that many will try to do that and try to curse the righteous, but we just send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus, and we reject it in Jesus' name, and we cover ourselves all with the blood of Jesus right now, thanking you, Lord, for your divine protection, the hedge of protection round about us today, and that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of your wings. Shall we trust? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. We send these things back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for protecting the righteous, Lord. And we break their curses. We break that witchcraft and occultism sent in Jesus' name. And we break the word curses, too. Oh, we cancel the assignments of the words, the negative words in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine blessing and your divine protection over our lives, Father. We thank you for health in our lives and healing in our lives. We rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the one who brings the accusations and tries to put diseases on the saints, too. And we reject those diseases. We reject those sicknesses. Thank you, Lord, that your word says you heal all our diseases and forgive all our iniquities, Father. We believe your word. Your word is true. You cannot lie. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, also we want to thank you for the broadcast tonight. Thank you that we're able to be on the air today. And we are not being hindered and blocked. And we thank you, Lord, that we're coming through. And we rebuke the enemy who caused that event last night and hindered our regularly scheduled broadcast and time together for live church on the internet here. But Lord, we thank you that we're here tonight and everything's working. Thank you, Jesus, and ask you to bless our time in the word here as we go to study your word. We give you the glory for it. Ask you to speak to people the way they need to be spoken to. We give the glory for that, Lord. We give the glory for every listener. Thank you for ministering and encouraging them today and giving them the strength to carry on in these latter days, Father, that they will continue and they will have victory and walk in victory all the days of their life over all the power of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of them. Lord, bless them spiritually and physically and financially, and bless their families. Save the lost loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory for it now. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Amen, amen. All right, let's get into the word of the Lord here tonight. Are you ready? Removing Satanic Limitations is the title. Removing Satanic Limitations. All right. Have you been feeling squeezed lately? Even squeezed like you squeezed unto death, or feeling like, man, I can't take this anymore. You know, what is going on here? This squeezing from, you know, where is it coming from? What's the devil doing here? What's going on in my life for feeling so squeezed? You know, in the Old Testament, God gave boundaries to nations, cities, and families. These boundaries were intended to stretch to the fullest and furthermost reach of those boundaries. And they were not to fall short of those borders that were placed there by the Lord. And, of course, we have boundaries in this modern society today where the state of Montana ends and the next state begins, the state of Wyoming begins, the state of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Idaho. And so all these different states, they have their boundaries and they have their borders, right? But, you know, God still establishes borders and boundaries today, too, okay? And we need to recognize these boundaries that he has. You know, he has given us the land, and we can learn to possess our land and our borders and our boundary that he has given us. Okay, how do we do that? Well, he's established these things for individual Christians and for families, believers' families, and for churches and cities and states and nations and counties. And so through intercession, spiritual intercession, through spiritual warfare, we can press through and we can put, you know, press out to the borderlines, out to their God-set dimensions, and possess our God-given heritage. Amen? Amen. And see, God has given us, really, I mean, something like he's given us a 100,000 acre estate, but, you know, to live on and possess, and the devil tries to shrink it down to living on, you know, an acre or less. I mean, that's just the way he works against, you know, what God has given us and ordained that we should have, okay? And the devil tries to shrink us down. See, he tries to take away that which God, you know, he doesn't want us walking in all that God has for us. He doesn't want us to possess the land. See, God has given each one of us a great spiritual capacity to grow and to stretch and to believe within our God-given borders and boundaries. However, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's just sad to say, but I don't have to say it because it's true. Most Christians are still barely living on their acre. If they're even living on that, when they could expand to 100,000 acres, they could, but they're not, because the devil has them bound, see? The devil has them, you know, where they're not breaking forth into more, because they're stuck in the little that they're living in now. Psalms 139, 5 and 6 tells us that thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So it's a strong that God has hedged us in according to God, divinely set lines of boundaries and borders. And the devil has set boundary lines too to restrict us and hold us back in life, and to stop our growth and to shrink us and to pull us back and remove the spirit of faith and the God-given visions that we have. And, you know, God gives a vision to us that, you know, without a vision, the people perish and they don't hold on to their vision. They let the devil give them these lying, fearful visions that are not in alignment with the word of God, but they're in alignment with the devil and demons, see? And so the enemy, devil, try to keep us in these boundaries that Satan has set for us. And so if you're feeling trapped today, you know, it could be, you know, that you're just stuck, you know, in this little 1 acre and the enemy's, you know, got you hedged in and bound up there. And these boundary lines come, you know, through bad experiences, through hurts in life, through generational curses, through sin, through lust, through wrong thinking. A lot of Christians have wrong thinking. Their mind is, you know, not under subjection to the word of God. And it's subject to a lot of the thoughts that go through there. And they yield to those thoughts, and it's a problem to them. So, well, these boundary lines, you know, we need to take back through faith and through warfare and deliverance and intercession. And we need to move the boundary lines to the 100,000 mark, to God's position, what he has for us, see? And to let the enemy tie us up and chain us up in these little places that so many Christians are trapped in. They're feeling empty. They're feeling that their life is a waste. They're feeling dissatisfied, that there seems to be nothing you can do about it. It seems like you're in a trap there, and you know there's got to be more than this. You know that you know, God has more, and why are you not experiencing that more? That life seems to be all over for you at times, and then you've like been squeezed by demonic forces, and you know they've moved your boundary line back, and it's like you're missing out. You're living in this narrow box that the enemy has squeezed you into, and seems like it just got unpleasant, and something's missing in your life, and it's just, what is going on here? And you're feeling like, wow, you know, I know God got more for me than this. I know that, you know, I can live at a higher level in my walk than this. So what's really going on here? See, Psalm 31, verse 7 and 8. Let's go read another couple of verses here. I can get my Bible pages here to turn and quit sticking together. They're kind of stuck here. I can't get one page. Here we go. There we go. Got it turned. Now 31, 7 and 8. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble and hast known my soul in adversities and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large place. See, a lot of people are shut up in the hand of the enemy. But God wants to pull you out of that being shut up into the hand of the enemy. That's not your destiny. That's not what God called you to. You need to let God bring you out and set you in a large place. Amen? A large place, that 100,000 acre estate, and maybe it'll be a gradual expansion. Maybe you will go first to 100, then 1,000, then 5,000, then 10,000, and continue to expand. But, you know, most people are born squeezed. You know, why are they born squeezed? Well, it's because of generational curses. It's because of familiar family line spirits that are in the family line that have quenched what God could be doing. They may have been born into a Christian family, but, you know, they're born into, problems. An ignorant yet Christian family. Parents have hang up. They have demons too, you know. And many of them are operating under curses too, and they need to, you know, they need to get delivered. They need to get the curses broken so that they can minister deliverance to their children. Okay? But, you know, we've all been set up to stay squeezed all our lives by these devils and to stay in the little 1 acre of, well, we've got salvation. Thank God we're saved. You know, but no more, you know. The devil don't want you to have any more than that. He doesn't want you to have salvation either. But, yeah. So, to never live in that 100,000-acre kingdom, he don't want you to have that. He doesn't want you to live in that 100,000-acre kingdom of God, inheritance in this life. So you get saved, but, oh, man, are you squeezed. So mentally polluted and struggling under the many curses and the spirits of darkness that have lodged in there through various open doors in your life and your parents' life. And so they are hindering. And so if you're like so many different believers today, you stay hindered even though you may expand. You know, you get in there, you start reading about faith, and your faith grows, and you start to expand a little bit. Now, you got up to 5 acres now, and you've read biblical truths and your authority, and you start to increase a little more, 10, 15 acres, but you're still living squeezed. You're still living below what Jesus has given, because without deliverance, people are never in this life going to possess their full inheritance. Okay, because with the demons there, you just can't get past certain things in your life, the demonic stronghold, different curses, and people, you know, as much as, you know, they study the word and they love God and they're growing in grace, but it's just like they can never reach that 100,000 level of life. And so you know what I'm talking about. You know, they, you've had dreams, desires, and callings that it seems like there's just no way to get to them. Seems like there's some hindering walls keeping you hedged in, locked in, and demonic walls, see? But see, we need to move in and not be intimidated, you know, by somebody else's demons, okay? Don't be intimidated by your own demons. And don't live all the time on the defensive all your life. A lot of Christians are just living on the defensive all the time. But God give us the sword of the Spirit to go on the offensive. And we have the shield of faith, too. Amen. So we can advance. We don't have to always live on the defensive, always afraid of the devil, always afraid of the future, always afraid of the present. You know, we need to move in and attack the very gates of hell. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Amen. Amen. So we need to believe that. And we need to be on the offensive. That's right. Be on the offensive, looking for ways to penetrate the kingdom of darkness and attack the enemy. Don't be afraid of him. Don't live your whole life in fear. If he gets you living that way, he'll keep you living that way unless you bust out of that prison that he's put you in of fear. And a lot of people are stuck in the prison of fear today. They can't seem to get out because they're just not busting out through the power of God, see? And listen, that prison of fear keeps a lot of people, you know, jailed up for their lifetime. And you've got to break out. You can't let the devil control you with fear. And a lot of believers do, see. And we're going to have to retake or take our boundaries, okay? We're going to have to push back the enemy. And we have to be persistent at it. We cannot just be, well, I'll do it for a day or so and then, yeah, I guess I'm done and not do it again. And that's not going to do the job, see. We have to push the enemy back consistently and persistently and not give up because the enemy retaliates. Yeah, some people are afraid of the devil's retaliation, but the Bible says nothing shall by any means hurt us. So that we've been given authority over all the power of the enemy in Luke 10, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Well, so why are you afraid of a devil? You shouldn't be afraid of a devil. But I see that a lot of Christians are afraid of a devil, and that is you're putting yourself again in the devil's territory when you get in fear, see, because God says, fear not, for I am with you. And he said here in Luke 10, he's telling you very clearly, nothing, no thing shall hurt you, okay? I said, light and behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy and nothing. He said, all the power of the enemy, not a little bit of it, not some of it, not maybe. He says, I give you. No, I give unto you. Jesus said that. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And the spirits are subject to us, it says in the next verse. So I'm telling you, saints, we've got a lot of authority been given to us if we'll just take it up and use it and walk in it, okay? So let's do it. We need to press against the enemy at all times with faith in Jesus' name, and then we'll live fully and we'll live fulfilled in our God-given, you know, 10,000 acre, 100,000 acre, and expanding, 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 see? See, the Holy Spirit, through intercession and warfare and faith, will give you a new capacity to extend your boundary. Amen? He'll give that to you. He'll give it to you. He'll determine that you're not going to live within this little, be tied up by the devil in this little bitty 1 acre when you know that God's given you way much more than that. Philippians 3:12, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. See? So this is what the word says. Apostle Paul had a mark to reach too. He said, I count not myself in verse 13 to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. He was pressing Notice the word press there. We'll talk about that. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? A lot of people are handicapped by the devil. See, the Paul, though, had a mark to reach, a boundary line to stretch into. And we're going to have to die to and give up our little small ambitions in life and reject that mediocrity and stretch beyond the average and passivity, stretch beyond the limitations that our minds have accepted. See, what has your mind accepted? What has your mind accepted that is a hindrance to you right now? Okay? Well, you got to think about that. But the word press in this verse means to press violently, to push one's way into, to pursue, to speed on as in a race. And folks, we are in a race, and we are to stretch, we are to push, and we are to press out strenuously, powerfully, to reach God's expectations and boundaries for us by, you know, any means necessary, any biblical means, I should say. Truly by the power of the Holy Spirit is how we're going to do this. Can't do it by our own power. You have to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, I want to tell you something. Spiritual borders are different, too, than natural borders. And yet Satan squeezes us tighter and tighter, and just like a boa constrictor snake squeezes its prey to death, right? Until bondage seems normal. A lot of people in bondage, and it seemed normal to them. They wouldn't know how to live any other way, see, because they've been in it so long. And people just accept the bondages that they're in because Satan squeezed them into it. You know, I know I put up with some things in my lifetime until I broke out of them and said, that's enough of that. Okay? So what is seeming normal for you right now that is not normal and that should not be normal for you? What is it? See, true intercession and warriors sense the work of the enemy. They're spiritually attuned to it. They're aware of it. They're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But they also realize God's plan, God's destiny for a situation, see. By faith, they can see, you know, freedom. They can see deliverance happening. They can see past the bondage. See, because faith can see into the spiritual realms of God. Faith can see things, you know, that you wouldn't see ordinarily. See? And so as we take on the mind of Christ and we begin to operate in faith and we begin to see spiritually things that are beyond our present condition, we begin to have hope that this doesn't have to continue this way, because you begin to get a vision, see, a vision of things. I'll tell you something God shared with me in a little while, but we are to, you know, God given us an inheritance, see. And we need to possess our inheritance. You know, he's urging us to break out and out of the bondages into his fullness, the fullness of God. Okay? And so in order to really establish our borders, establish our boundaries, to take our possession of our 100,000 acres when we've been living on one or less, we're to remove satanic limitations in our lives, these limitations of the devil. These limitations limit our spiritual and life, our personal life, our family's life, our church's life, our business life, our future. Satanic limitations cause a lot of grief and sorrow in our life, a lot of fear, a lot of defeat, a lot of worry and doubt. And there's a lot of guilt that goes with these satanic limitations. And they'll try to make you feel guilty about your faults and failures and keep you in a guilt syndrome there, but you got to break out of that, not to mention self-pity. Oh, my. A lot of people are hedged in by self-pity. They can't break out of self-pity. These are not things of God's making, folks. The doubt, the worry, the defeat, these are not God's making. These are the devil's tools and his walls of darkness that he tries to hold Christians in with. And they're caused by negative strongholds, and they're going to have to be removed in Jesus' name. Each of you have, you know, each of us have, you know, some kind of negative stronghold that needs to go, right? We all got to get rid of something in our lives. None of us have fully arrived to where we could just, you know, be translated like Enoch, because we're still, you know, dealing with something in our lives. Judges 16. Let's go over to Book of Judges here, and chapter 16 here, and we'll look at verses 6 through 8. 6 through 8, and Delilah, you know who Delilah was, said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee." See, the enemy's always looking how he can afflict you and bind you. So just like Delilah, that was the devil talking through Delilah. Okay, she wanted to know where your strength was. She wanted to know how thou might be bound and how thou might be afflicted, you know. And Samson said unto her, "If they bind me with 7 green withs that was never dried, then shall I be weak and as another man." Then the lords of the Philistine brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. See, this is what happened. The enemy looking for your weakness. When he finds one, he tries to bind you up with it. And Satan seeks to tie you up, to bind you up and steal your strength, your God-given strength, see? And so you have to be on guard against this. Let's read another one, Isaiah 52 over here. Book of Isaiah, if you're looking them up, 52. And we'll read verse 52:2. Okay? Here we are. "Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." See, we're to loose ourselves from satanic bondage. God has given us the authority to do that. He's given us the means to do that. Loose thyself. Be loosed in Jesus' name, in other words. Say, "You loose us in the name of Jesus." See, this is the need to break out of our captivities, whatever satanic captivities are there. All people are in a measure of captivity today. So what are you going to do about it? You going to continue to just sit there and take it and put up with it on your little 1 acre, you know, spread there, missing out on so much? Maybe you got up to 10 now, but you're stuck there. And see, when we see Jesus, we'll be so sad, too, that we missed out on so much here. But the Bible, you know, the Bible says he will wipe away all tears. Thank God for that, because we're going to be crying a little bit. When we see all that we missed out on, and we'll see all that we could have walked in, you know, we're going to need him to wipe away our tears, and he will, because we're going to see a lot of things when we get to glory and we get into the heavenly realm. We're going to see a lot of things there. And God will show us these things, and we'll see it, and we're going to need him to wipe away those tears, because we'll cry that we missed out on so much, okay, from all we could have had but didn't have because of demons, for all that the demons have kept back from us, and also from freedom from all the demons we could have gotten free from, but we didn't get free from. See, God has a lot for us, but a lot of us are just never going to walk in that. But I'm saying that's not true for y'all. A lot of Christians will never walk in, but that's not true for you. You're going to walk in your blessing. You're going to walk in your liberty. That's my confession for you. That's what I'm believing for you. You're going to come out of these strongholds of darkness, these territories of the demonic that they're trying to lock you up in. See? But I want to give you a victory key to get your God-given 100,000-acre plot in this life, okay? At least to begin heading in that direction and quit missing out. What does it say in 1 John 4:17 and 18? Let's go over and remind ourselves of that. 1 John 4:17, 18. "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." So as he is, boldness when? In the day of judgment, that you might have boldness in the day of judgment. Okay? So when the difficult days, the days of condemnation, the days of accusations come, that's what the word means here. You know, who's the accuser? Who's the one who's trying to bring judgment or accusations on us? Devil, demons. And we might have boldness in the day of battle. See, that's what we're seeing here. Okay? And when is the day of battle? The day of battle is every day. For me, I don't know about you, but I would imagine that's true for you also. The day of battle is every day. We're in spiritual conflict every day. If we're living a Christian life, we're in spiritual conflict every day. The devil comes to accuse you every day and bring judgment against you. So how do we do this? Well, you do what he tells us here, because as he is, so are we in this world. Well, how is he? Well, he's victorious. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. We're also seated at heavenly places in Christ Jesus at the right hand of Jesus. Okay, if we look in the Word, we'll find that. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. We're seated up there at the right hand of Jesus spiritually in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay? And he said that we're kings and priests, and he's sitting as king in heaven, the king of kings and the Lord of lords. So we're kings, but he's the king of kings, right? And so right now, we need boldness, and we need to walk in his boldness, see? Because we are a king and a priest, and he has all authority, and we have all authority over the devil, been given to us too. And the Bible says there's no fear in love. Well, who is love? Christ. Well, where are we at? We're in love. We're in Christ. God is love. And where are we at today? We're in love. And what does love do? If we'll live in that love, if believers will really go and live in that love, what's going to happen? They're going to cast out fear. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. It has you thinking that you're going to be judged, that you're going to be accused, that you're not good enough, you're not right with God, and that God's going to get you, see, and all that stuff. Yeah, the lies of a devil, of course, that's what it is. The devil doesn't lie to you. You know that by now. I know you know, because you've heard enough of them over your lifetime. I hope you didn't believe them. At least not most of them anyway. Sometimes the devil slip one in on you, but hey, you got to learn his devices so he can't get away with that. Okay? All right, let's go. Isaiah 58:6. Here's a weapon of warfare too. It says here that, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? So, you know, remember, Jesus said, when you fast, not if you fast, right? You remember that's in the Word of God. He said, when you fast, not if, when. Okay? That's important to remember. If you're physically able, that is, if you're physically able, you know, you should be fasting. Sometimes fasting is the way to expand and enlarge your boundaries, see? And loose the enemy's bands around you, too, you know? And so, Matthew 17, let's go over there and read. My wife just got off a 10-day juice fast. She got off, let's see, last Saturday. Not this Saturday, a week ago, she got off a 10-day juice fast. And, man, we saw a powerful service that Sunday, and four people raised their hand to get born again. So, I mean, you know, I certainly believe that the fasting has something to do with, you know, spiritual things as well. And anyway, let's read Matthew 17, verse 15. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples. They could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither. And Jesus rebuked the devil. He departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And Jesus came to the disciples. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart in private, right, and said, why could we not cast them out? And Jesus told them, because of your unbelief.
okay, because of your unbelief. They had unbelief. See? But he also told them in verse 21, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So there's a place for prayer and fasting as well. But the problem, the reason they didn't get it out is because of unbelief, not because they didn't pray and fast. But there are some kinds of the things that have to be prayed and fast about to take care of them. But notice when Jesus told the Pharisees, the disciples, notice when they were apart, Jesus was alone with the disciples teaching them. Jesus didn't say this to the one coming to Jesus for deliverance. No, he told it to the deliverance minister, the disciple. You want to take a deliverance, you know, minister, if you want to be one, that is, you got to also be a faster if you're physically able to fast. I fast almost every week. So, you know, but maybe a day, but still I want to live a fasted life and maybe longer. But anyway, at least a day. So I fast every week of the year, almost everyone. If I'm on vacation or something, if I ever get one of those, then I might not fast that week. But still, my wife and I fasted regularly all throughout these years of ministry. We lived a fasted lifestyle, and it's not a Daniel fast either. I mean, you know, hallelujah. So we need to learn to be spiritual, you know, to spiritually stretch and enlarge ourselves and enlarge our land. Enlarge our acreage, you know, self-imposed boundaries, which are many, are going to have to be broken. You got a lot of things that people put on themselves, see? They self-impose boundaries, and they can't seem to break past those self-imposed boundaries, right? Because you don't believe you can get past them. That's why. A lot of Christians, they're stuck where they're at because they don't believe they can go any further than where they're at. They don't believe God will give them any better than what they got already. See, and that's wrong, see, because God always has more. God always has more, right? Of course he does. Hallelujah. Carnality, lust, negative personality traits such as victim mentality, victim thinking, poor me thinking, self-pity thinking, fearfulness, and other demonic quirks such as double-mindedness and unbelief are going to have to be broken and removed and cast out. You're going to have to be dealt with in your life. And by the way, pray for Alex Jones. This week he is at Rodney Howard Brown's church in Florida, Tampa, Florida. And I just believe in that man, you know, Alex Jones going to get a touch from God. You know, he's hanging around with you know, people that are filled with God. I'm believing he's going to get filled with God. Amen? In Jesus' name. All right, anyway, surprise, surprise that he's doing such a thing, right? Deuteronomy, foul mouth to Alex Jones, right? There. And he's going to be speaking, too, I guess, there in church. I don't know why that happened to you there. But anyway, Deuteronomy 19, verse 8. It says, they shall have like portion to eat beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. So we need to let God, I'm sorry, I read the wrong verse, didn't I? I read 18:8, verse 19:8 is one. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast as he has sworn unto thy fathers and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers. Okay? So there's the blessing. We're going to have to let God do that. We're going to have to let God enlarge our coast and give us all that he's promised us. And if you don't let him, you're not going to have it, see? It's that simple. And as simple as what you receive, you will have. What you refuse to receive, you won't have. See, if you won't receive things of God, then you're not going to have those things of God. You've got to let God do these things in your life and receive the enlargements of the Lord as the demons are dealt with. You've got to receive the enlarging of the Lord. Let's go read another one here. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. 4, verse 10. See, you know, if you won't let him do what he wants to do, how can he ever do what he wants to do? Because you have a will, you have choices. That's why I'm saying that, to let you know. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. See, we got to call upon the name of the Lord. We got to receive his blessing. Okay, we got to receive from him, and we got to let God do what he wants to do. And he prayed for it. We got to pray for these things too. And God granted it. And then he went out and did it. He went out and possessed all of it. And you can too, okay? Be stretched and enlarged, folks. And you got to also, develop an attack attitude. Develop a spiritual warfare attitude. You know, there's a little animal called an ichneumon. Ichneumon, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but I'll give you another name for it in a minute. Maybe you recognize that name. That can overcome and destroy a king cobra snake. That's right. The king cobra snakes can be more than 3 feet long, but the little ichneumon, or the Egyptian mongoose, only attacks a cobra when it's near a certain plant whose leaves contain an antidote for the snake bite, for the poison. And when bitten, this little creature immediately retreats to the life-saving plant and nibbles on its leaves. And once it's restored, it renews its attack on the cobra. And each time it's bitten, it goes to the plant, it goes to, and then it returns to fight the enemy. See, in the same way we go into spiritual warfare, we can only be successful in our attack against the serpent, with spiritual warfare and deliverance, is to continually go to the Lord for strength and renewing of our strength, the Word of God, see, and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's how we can continue this attack upon that serpent, that snake, cobra, king cobra, Satan, right? We get relief from the poison through the Word of God, through the renewing of the Word, the renewing of our mind, and then we can return to the attack, okay? Amen. We draw life from the Lord. We draw life from the Word. And there's some areas of our life that we need to attack, too. We need to attack that passivity. You can't make it if you're passive. We've had people come for deliverance like that. They were so passive. They want us to do everything. They didn't want to do anything. And they just expected us to fix everything, do everything for them. And I tell these people when they come, and I tell you, I told them, you have to fight. You have to engage the enemy yourself. Otherwise, you're not going to keep your deliverance that you're getting here. You got to get rid of this passive attitude. Oh, well, things are just the way they are. Whatever would be, there be. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, see, that's the lie of the devil. You're giving those excuses out. You're buying into the devil lie. You're just eating it up, man. What he tells you. You need to attack that passivity, and you need to also attack procrastination. Maybe the enemy is going to go away. Well, maybe the enemy will go away. I'll do it later, in a while, sometime, later, alligator. Well, it's not that bad. It's not bad enough yet to do anything about it. I'll just put up with it. A lot of Christians just putting up with a lot of stuff today, right? They just put up with a lot of it. You don't have to just put up with it, folks. You got to do something about it in the name of Jesus. You got to take up the weapons of your warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. You got to take up the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. Oh, yes, we're mighty warriors, but if we don't war, we're just doing nothing here. He called us to be a mighty warrior. He called us to live on 100,000 acres instead of 1 acre. Okay? So don't just curse yourself just putting up with things. You need to attack confusion in your mind. The devil will try to confuse your mind. He's going to try to get you in confusion. He try to get you confused about things so you don't know what to do. And that you don't attack him. He'll try to keep you in confusion. You need to attack that confusion. And then you need to also attack timidity. A lot of people just have a shy attack. Well, give me the chapter and verse for that. There's no chapter and verse for me. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion, folks. So you're not the shy type. So you need to attack that timidity in your life. Quit being afraid, ashamed, and guilty, and afraid to step out in faith and do war against the enemy. Okay? You need to know who you are, where you came from, and where you can stand right now in the authority that's been given you. We need to learn how to fight and to conquer. Because the Bible said we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. right? Come on. You know who you are. You got to walk like that. And remember, the Bible says, as he is, so are we. Are you going to live that way or not? As he is, so are we. As he is, so are we. Folks, we're going to have to retake our boundary. We're going to have to push back the enemy persistently, not give up. Being afraid of the enemy all the time, we need to press against the enemy at all times. With faith, we continue, having done all, what do? We keep standing, and we keep remaining in our position, okay? So, you know, you need to go for it. You need to take the land, people. You need to take the land. Okay? Take what you never had before, right? You need to do what you've never done in order to get what you never had. And some have never fought aggressively enough. Some have never walked into the fullness of deliverance. Some have never walked in the fullness of what God has given them. See? So let me just ask you a question. Well, what are you waiting for? You know, Jesus told his disciples, launch out into the deep. Some of you have just not gone deep enough. You've not gotten to the strong man over you. Okay? Over your house, over your family. Oh yeah, you. A lot of people just content to just deal with surface issues. They don't get to the roots of the matter. They don't get down to where the rubber meets the road. They don't get down there to the below the icing on the cake. You know, they're just staying at the tip of the iceberg. But what about that root of pride, that root of control, that root of Jezebel or Ahab? Or that root of a critical spirit, or that root of even unteachableness or rebellion. I'm right, everybody else is wrong. You know, I'm the resident expert. I'm God's sheriff. I'm God's policeman. I judge everybody else. You know, hey, that's the wrong attitude that you're walking around in there. You know, that's a stronghold of the enemy. No wonder you're not reaching your boundaries there. No wonder you're not reaching into the area that God has for you there. You know, I'm telling you something. You ever think that God may have more than one way of doing things, more than your way? You know, there you got to expand your thinking a little bit. See, God is way bigger than our little finite minds. Okay, His infinite mind. Time is short, people. How do you want to finish this race? Have you ever thought about that? How do you want to finish? How do you want to get to the finish line? Like I told you about my mother-in-law who went at the almost dead on the last week of her life, really the day before she died. She said, I wish I hadn't have been so stubborn. No. We don't want to be stubborn. Please, Lord Jesus, let us not end like that. With a bunch of regrets or thinking that we're the cat's meow or we got it all together, you know. No. We got to admit we don't have it all together, you know. I know I don't have it all together. I know that I depend on the Lord every single day of my life, and I couldn't do it without Him. And you know what? You can't either if you really expect to live victoriously. You know, we can't live it without Him. We can't do it without Him. We need Jesus every day. And when we get to the end of our race, let's end it with humility. You know, we're walking in total dependence on the Lord. And we all be doing that every day right now. And we got victory in Jesus that way. See, a deliverance person, a person who's not afraid to confront the deep-rooted devils, the deepest-rooted devils in your life. See, a lot of Christians not ready to face what's really underneath the surface in their life, under the tip of the iceberg there. They're not ready for it. But, you know, we need to deal with those strong men in our life. We need to get rid of the deep roots. You know, we can't just ignore them and hope they're just going to go away. They don't just go away. But see, we're going to have to embrace change. You know, I want to talk about change. You know, listen, we're going to have to change, okay? Well, there's got to be ongoing change in our life. We need to embrace change. If you haven't embraced change, you need to start embracing change tonight. See, if we're going to expand and live on our 100,000 acres instead of, you know, just 1 acre, we're going to have to let the Holy Spirit bring change in our life. You know, God's spoken to me about that, and I want to share with you some of what He said concerning that, because one of the things the Holy Spirit quickened to me is that we have to keep change going in us. In other words, we're not to despise or dislike or run from change. A lot of people do. They love the status quo. They get set in their ways. they get set being, you know, in fear all the time, or being unforgiving or critical or anger, you know, and they set that get stuck in their ways, and they don't want change. You know, people don't like change. It's uncomfortable. But, you know, God has more changing he wants to do in us is what he told me. He said, embrace change. It's from me, he said. You embrace that change. He wants to change you. And you need to remove from your vocabulary, that's just the way I am. That's a statement that comes from despising change. That's just the way I am. Well, where did you get that kind of information from in the first place? See, that's just the way I am. Who told you you have to just be that way? Does it line up with the Word of God? If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then what are you doing embracing that kind of talk? I mean, and saying such a thing about yourself. I mean, you're basically cursing yourself when you say that's just the way I am. See? Because, my parents were like that. My grandparents were like that. My children are like that. And I'm like that. No. You received a lie, and you're making an excuse to disobey God. See? When you embrace it like that or you hold on to it like that, you're embracing a lie. The devil lied to you and said that that's the way you have to be. That's not the way you have to be. See? You've got to examine where you're getting your information from. Give me the chapter and verse for that. Okay? Let's go over to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 2. 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 2. It says here, and Saul took him that day and would not let him go no more home to his father's house. You think that wasn't a big change for David? He took David into his house and he wouldn't let him go back to his dad. Wouldn't let him go back to his father's house. That was change, wasn't it, for David, don't you think? And, you know, change can be a strain sometimes. That's right. It can take you away from the familiar, from your securities, from that which you depended on and trusted in. But, you know, God wants to get you out where you trust only in him. I mean, he'll get you out on the limb of faith, by faith, that you're just trusting only him. You quit trusting all these other things that, you know, are not what you need to be trusting in the first place. When the Lord said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, he didn't say trust a little bit of your heart in the Lord and the rest in those material things out there or that doctor, that dentist, or that so-and-so or whatever. No, that's not what he said. Trust the Lord with all your heart. He wants to, you know, this change can train us. And David had to leave his familiar surroundings, his father, his mother, his family, and now found himself in the king's court. But you know what? We're kings and priests, and we're going to have to go live in the king's court because that's who we are. And we're going to have to learn to live in the king's court. Amen? Because he's the king of kings and lord of lords, and we are kings and priests. So God wants to live in the king's court. Amen? And that's going to take some change. And you know what? He couldn't go back. David couldn't go back. Listen, we're going to live in the king's court. We're not going to be able to go back. We can't go back to living like that we was before. I mean, you can, but that would be called backsliding. That would be called going back to Egypt, you know, in a way, right? And I'm sure he missed mom and dad, but, you know, there are times when the Holy Spirit says, you can't go back. And, yeah, we could disobey. If we do, then we're not going to change nor grow like the Lord wants us to, okay? And still, Christians who refuse to obey, they often become panicked. You know, they become set their ways and bitter, and they become critical of others because they're set in their ways, see? Because they see other people changing, other people doing things, and they go, well, I'm not, so I'm going to criticize them, see? You know, we could end up wandering in the wilderness there for a while, like Israel did when they refused to obey God. And I don't like wandering in the wilderness. Do you? I've done it. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. You know, I have my share of wandering in wildernesses because I didn't want to obey or, you know, didn't allow the change to take place. And, hey, that's not where I want to be, okay? And I hope that's not where you want to be wandering around the wilderness the rest of your life. I don't. What did he say in First Chronicle? Let's go over here at 17:4. It says, go and tell David, my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. See, David wanted to build a temple. God may change your plans for your life. Well, he sent a prophet to David and said, don't build me a house. Okay? You shall not do it. You're not the one that's going to do this. Okay? And he may change your plans. Oh, my, you might not like that. What David thought God wanted him to do was not what God wanted him to do, even though it was a noble and good plan to build God's house, you know, build him a temple. But God still said no. Now, David could have whined, like many of us do, and did it anyway. How many times have we done things that anyway when God said don't do them, right? And we get out of God's best, his best and perfect will. But no, no, he decided he's going to obey. David decided, I'm going to obey. I'm going to accept this change, not what I want to do. I mean, he already had been changing a lot. He had to go live in the king court. He had to become a king. He did a lot of things. He had to change, see? Had to change. And to really embrace change, you may have to give someone else your place. Someone you may even think is less qualified than you or even beneath you. You may have to lay down all the glory and give it to someone else, pass the glory on. David was able to embrace change, and he put Solomon on his own mule, the mule that was reserved only for the king, only for King David. But, you know, David was embracing change. He was getting old, and he was deciding, you know, that, you know, I'm going to, you know, God has said that Solomon shall be king in my place, and I'm going to have to embrace this change. I'm going to have to give up the throne. I'm going to have to, you know, just let Solomon ride on this mule instead of me, right? 1 Kings 1, we'll go read it. 1 Kings 1, verse 33, there it is. Then the king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your Lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. That was supposed to be my place, my ministry, my money, my honor, my pay, my position. But here so-and-so is riding on that mule. What's going on there? You know, listen, God is working out his purposes in us. He is expanding our boundaries if we let him do so, and we need to relax into that and rest in that. And yet there is a sense of urgency, of the need for us to strain and stretch toward what is ahead in God, right? Oh, I want it, I want it, I want it. It's urgent. Well, that means, though, change is inevitable, and every generation has found that change is more difficult than we'd like to admit it. We don't want it. You know, we want to just maintain the status quo. We want to just keep it like it is. Look at our nation. It's changing in such a negative manner. And I'm not going to embrace that because it's the devil I'd be embracing. But I'm going to embrace what God's doing right now. He's drawing people to himself. He's drawing his church to himself. You know, inside the great Wales revival of 1904, Evan Roberts said it was the spirit that put the emphasis for me on bend us. And that's what you need, said the Holy Spirit to me, he said. And so as I went out, I prayed, oh, Lord, bend me. He knelt with his arms, you know, he was in Wales, you know, and he knelt with his arms over the seat in front of him and bathed in perspiration as he agonized. He cried out, bend me, Lord, bend me, bend us. Oh, bend us, Lord. You know, and soon a motto of the revival of 1904 became, bend the church and save the world. That became their motto of that revival. And God is saying again to us to cry out, bend us, Lord, bend us, change us, mold us, make us. Change us, Lord. When's the last time you agonized in travail until you were drenched in sweat for God to change you, to bend you? When's the last time any of us has done that, see? See, our attitudes have a lot to do with whether we're letting God change us or not. What kind of attitude do you have today about this whole thing, about change? You know, we don't know the future, but you know what? We do know For history tells us that if things are left alone to follow their own desires, if people are left alone to follow their own desires and ways, well, then things are going to get worse and worse and worse, right? And there'll be no vision, no accountability, you know. It'll just get worse and worse and worse, and there'll be rebellion. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And the light will grow dim in our lives if we don't allow change. And the fire might become just a bunch of hot coals instead of a raging red-hot fire. And I don't know about you, but I want a raging red-hot fire, folks. Hallelujah. That's what I want going in my life. I want a raging red-hot fire. The Holy Ghost, we're baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And we don't like the fire. This fire requires change. We don't want to be on the potter's wheel because that requires change to let the Lord mold us and make us and form us. He is the potter. We are the clay. Huh? Yeah, some people begin in the spirit, but they also end up in the flesh. Well, we don't want that to be our story. We want to begin in the spirit and end in the spirit. We want to walk in the spirit where we don't allow the lust of the flesh to have a dominant force in our lives, these demons of that attach themselves to the flesh where no good thing dwells. Yeah, you need to quit expecting things to look, feel, and sound the way that they always have. And quit expecting people to always fit into your mold and be under your control. I mean, really, that's a person who doesn't change if you're like that. And God wants us to change. I mean, he made that clear to me, and I'm embracing change, and I have embraced change over the years, over and over and over again, and I'll keep on embracing it, okay? But, you know, change includes changing the way you look at others, too. The way you see others may hinder you from relating properly to them and embracing your own change. Do you ever think about that? Well, that's something to think about for sure. I'm going to go to the book of Proverbs chapter 4 here for several readings there in that chapter. I want to read to you as we begin to close this out today. Proverbs 4. And if you're reading with me, you can look that up in your Bible too. You know, so you get good at finding things and reading from your word. Amen. Proverbs 4:1. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, good teaching. That word doctrine means teaching. Okay? So here we're going to hear some things here. Obviously, we get prepared. So a man or a woman of wisdom is marked by what? Proverbs 4:23 is marked by, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Right? That's one. Well, no, I'm sorry. 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Okay, so guarding your heart, guarding yourself, guarding your mind, guarding your spirit, keeping yourself guarded from all impurities, from unforgiveness, from jealousy, from competition, from lust, from criticism, from all those things that the enemy would try to bring in there. See, if you want to walk this way, you want to allow the change to take place in your life, that's number one, guarding your heart, guarding your spirit, guarding your mind. Okay, and number two is guarding your tongue, Proverbs 4:24. It says here, put away from thee a froward mouth, a perverse lips, and perverse lip put far from thee. See, guard your tongue. How loose is your tongue? Do you just jump off in profanity sometimes because, you know, it gets to you, something gets to you, you get angry, or, you know, put away all that filthy, perverse, corrupt speaking out of your tongue. You know, it doesn't have to be profanity to be corrupt either and perverse. How many know that you could just start slandering somebody? You could start running somebody down, and that's perverse tongue. That's a perverse and corrupt speaking. The tongue can cut people down and destroy them, or it can bless them and be a blessing. So watch your tongue. Guard your tongue. That's number two here. And number three, to fix your eyes and guard your eyes. Proverbs 4:25 here, let thine eyes look right on and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Okay? Fix your gaze directly on the Lord before you, not behind you, not too far ahead. Those who embrace change and walk wisely will have direction, focus, and purpose in their life. They're going to quit looking all the time at people and determining everything by other people. They're going to listen to what the Lord says. You know, people can really influence other people to do things. How many know that? By paying attention to other people, by thinking about, well, what do they want? You know, and what do I need to do to please them? And how could I be a people pleasing to them? But no, if you keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, you know, set your face like a flint, the Bible says in another verse. And so focus on him and you quit looking at the people and look at God. He's the one who has no fault. He's the one that we have to answer to. And listen, by doing that, you're not going to get sidetracked to the right or to the left. And a lot of people are sidetracked today one way or the other. And they're going in ways that are not the best for their life because they've listened to people or they let people move them rather than what the Lord say. Father always knows best, I'm telling you. So we better get ourselves in tune with the Father and go with him and keep our eyes fixed on him. Number four, verse 26, your feet planted carefully. It says here, verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Okay? All right, so don't ponder. You do ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. That's right. You're not to walk away from God's path for you, even though it may take you strange places sometimes and unplanned for places and they may require change. You want to go in the path of the Lord. Don't stand on the shifting sands of your emotions or other people's opinions of you. No, you plant your feet firm on the rock. And number five, the last one, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So remove your foot from evil. You know, you've been walking in evil. You've been playing in the devil's playground. You've been over there messing around where you shouldn't be messing around. Then look out, see. Don't do that. Don't do that. Remove thy foot from evil. Very important where you remove our feet from evil when they get over, stepping over into the evil portion of, in the place of where darkness dwells, in the place where the devil can take advantage of us. We need to remove our foot from that territory immediately. We need to recognize it and say, no, devil, I'm in the wrong territory. I'm not going to stay there. Okay, so here we see five things that are very important. Okay. A man or woman of wisdom, a man or woman of change is marked by guarding their heart, by guarding their tongue, guarding the fixed and guarded eyes, by their feet planted carefully, and by, you know, running from evil, removing that foot from evil. Five important things here that I shared with you here as we're closing out here. Okay? And don't let your emotions move you. Plant your feet on the rock. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Okay? So we're not done changing. God is not done changing us yet. He's going to change us more and more and more. Listen, let him do it. Let him do it. Yield yourself to change here. That's what he wants you to do. You know, cry out tonight, Lord, bend me. Could you do that? Cry out, Lord, bend me. Lord, change me. Lord, mold me. Lord, make me. Yeah, I know. I know, you know, it may not be a pleasant prayer because, you know, if you got you give God permission, he's going to do something. If you give him permission, he's going to do something. Hallelujah. And don't you want him to do something? I mean, isn't it awesome when God actually does do things in our lives? Oh, yeah. How many of you know you need change in your life tonight? You know you need a change. You know things need to change. You know you need to expand your territory, get out of living in that one little acre that you've been in. You know God has more for you than this, but you know change is necessary if you're going to get out there and get that 100,000 acres. You know that change is necessary. Okay? And maybe you need a change in your finances, a change in your health, a change in the way you see things. Maybe you're snared, you know, by your own vision of things. What you see going on around you, and you see it through the wrong glasses. Okay, you need to put on God's glasses. You need to put on God's eyes and ask Him to let you see with the eyes of the Lord instead of seeing with the eyes of the natural man or with your own prejudices. I mean, the people have their own prejudices, and they often see things through their own prejudices, and therefore they have clouded vision, right? We can't be listening to our own prejudices, because where those prejudices come from? They probably come from the devil, huh? Think about where they come from. See, those prejudices didn't come from the Lord. The Lord hates evil now. I understand that we're to hate evil. I'm not talking about that. But listen, some people are just because they're not just like you are, you reject them? Really? Listen, God loves these people. He wants them to be born again. He loves people. I tell you, God so loved the whole world that He gave His only begotten Son. And if we reject people because of our own, I don't like the way they look, or I don't like the way they talk, or I don't like where they're from. I don't like their color. I don't like, wait a minute. We are limiting ourselves and not walking as God would have us to walk. And we're keeping ourselves out of a lot of the anointing that we could walk in by having these prejudices. Lord, forgive us for those prejudices. Lord, forgive us for these things. Lord, wash us in your blood, Lord. I see a lot of people out there that I could see a lot of demons dancing around in their eyes. And the eyes are the windows into the soul, and you could sure see demons in people's eyes. But are we just going to shut them off and say, well, there's no hope for you because of all the demons in you? We had a lot of demons, too, before we started getting deliverance, and God delivering us and changing us and molding us and making us over. I think He can give those people a makeover, too. I think He can change them, too, Hey, if He did it for us, are we better than them? Just because they may have more demons than we had? That man that had thousands of demons, he had legion, right? Jesus went over and delivered him. I imagine he was a sight to see, wasn't he? With legions of demons in him, thousands of demons in him. And yet this one man having that many demons, I've seen people with a lot of demons in them. And I can't put a number on it, but I know there was a bunch of them there. As you can look at their eyes, they're wild. They're demonic. I mean, you look in their eyes and you see all those demons dancing around in there. But does that mean that God doesn't love that person? Does that mean God doesn't want to save that? I mean, he saved that demoniac of the Gadarene, and he was surely a wild-eyed person. I'm just throwing out some things out there to think about, because we close out today because, there may be some change necessary in our lives, see, so we can see the bigger picture of how God sees things. Just because they aren't like us, they don't see things just like us, doesn't mean God isn't going to save them and deliver them. All right? Amen. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Remember that? Made that into a song, right? And we sang that song in church way back years ago. It's an old song, but years ago, I remember singing that. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8, right? So I'm not a singer great, but, I could confess that, but, I don't want to sing for you, in other words, okay? But anyway, that is an old song from church many years ago, and we hadn't sang that song in years and years and years. But anyway, it was a song, and it's the truth, too, because it come right out of the Bible, right? And so we need to embrace the Word of God, love it, hold on to it every day of our life, for it is valuable. Amen? Father, we thank you for the Word of God, Lord. We thank you that it is a blessing to us, Lord. And we thank you that we will embrace you and your change in our lives, Father. If you desire to change us, Lord, we'll yield to it. We'll submit to it. We'll allow it. And Lord, forgive us for any pride that's been in the way of that, Lord. Forgive us for our ways that have not been godly ways, that have hindered us from changing in the past. Lord, bend us, mold us, make us, change us. Lord, we cry out tonight, Lord, to the living God, Lord. We don't want to be the same as we are today, next year, this same time. Lord, we want to change. We want you to bend us. We want you to change us. We want you to cause us to be like you more and more and more as we grow in grace and truth, Father. We want to be like you, Jesus. Thank you for working a good work in us today, Father. And thank you for continuing to expand our territory, Father, our boundary to where we can get to the boundary that you have for us, that we can get into the territories and the borders that you have for our lives instead of letting the devil cause us to live in just a thousandth or one ten-thousandth of what we could be living in. Lord, I pray you expand our camp, Lord. Expand our influence. Expand our authority, Father. Let us grow into that, Lord, which you have for us, Father, and not hold back anymore. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for working mightily in us, even at this very moment right now, from this moment forward. Lord, we just repent for these wrong attitudes, these wrong things that we've embraced, Father. Forgive us for that. And we move ahead, Lord. Move ahead into your truth, into your realities, into your plan for our lives, Lord. Amen, Father. We just want to put all our trust in you, Father, with and not hold on to our ways, Lord, but let it be your way and not our way, Father. And we praise you for that. We praise you for working mightily in our lives today. Thank you for sending your spirit to fill us to overflowing, Father. Just fill us up to overflowing. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Rain, still falling on me. Rain, the last day's rain, falling on me. Rain, louder rain, falling on me. Rain,
Everybody cry now. Falling on me. Everybody bring it down now. Everybody call for the rain down. Raining on me. The light of rain falling on me. The light of rain falling on me. Oh, the light of rain falling on me. Oh, the light of rain falling on me. My ears can hear a sound of an abundant rain.
Yes, Lord, rain on us, amen. Rain your Holy Spirit. I don't want to say I'm going to want any more of the physical rain out there, because we have been getting a lot of rain this year, unusual amount. Certainly they've been manipulating weather for things to be such strange weather going on, but the point is that I want the Holy Spirit rain, amen. We should all desire him to rain on us. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Just say that to the Lord. Rain on me, Holy Spirit. Rain on me. Cry out for that latter rain of the Holy Spirit on us every day of your life, and he'll do it. He'll do it. Let's do some deliverance. By the way, we will put out a newsletter for July, August. Be out the first week of July, hopefully. We haven't done the last few months, but we will get one out for July and August for those who like to get newsletter. We will have that sent out by email sometime, hopefully the first week or second week at the very latest of July, for July and August. So looking forward to getting that all done. All right, let's do some deliverance here. Again, last night we did not have internet. We did not have a phone service. So we were having a problem. We could not broadcast last night, but we did tonight. So glad you're here. I know we didn't get the word out to everybody, but at least it'll be there that they can pull up from the archives and listen to this anytime they want to and hear the broadcast tonight and this live service. You're part of the live service, though, and appreciate y'all being here. Lord bless you. Let's do some deliverance. All right, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of pride. Come up on the surface. Let's get rid of that pride. Let's get rid of things that will hinder change in our life. Pride will hinder change. But we don't want to change. We're happy the way we are. We want to keep it the way we are. So all that pride, come out of there in Jesus' name. Right now we speak to the spirits of pride. Whatever manner of pride is there, we command that pride to go in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, all that pride, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, in Jesus' name, go, go, all that pride, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all pride, get out of the way and come out of there, we don't want you. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Lord. In Jesus' name, we command that. In Jesus' name, we command that pride. And Lord, we just say, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled up to overflowing in Jesus' name, too. That's right. Be filled. Be filled. If I could, I'd lay hands on you. And power of God would come on you, and you'd just be filled up with more. More of him. That's what he wants to give you. More of him. He wants that pour out the spirit on you. Rain on you. Fill him up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fill him up. Fill him up. Fill him up. Fill him up in Jesus' name. The overflowing. Just receive it. Receive it. Receive it. filled up, filled up, filled up. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Filled up with the Holy Spirit and power. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We rebuke pride. Pride has to go. We don't want pride. Pride hinders. Pride covers things up that we can't get delivered from other things. So pride, prejudice, you go through. Prejudice spirit, we talked about that. That prejudice spirit, come out. Then prejudice, come out of there. All the way out, all that prejudice spirit, go. In Jesus' name, all that prejudice spirit, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All those prejudice spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, prejudice spirits, come out, come out, come out, come up out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Out in Jesus' name, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, those prejudice spirits, come out, 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 come out. Judgmental spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. Judgmental spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. That judgmental spirit, come out. Come out of there, up and out. Angels, sword that demon. Sword it, in Jesus' name. Sword and chase it and persecute those demons of judgmentalism. Come out. All that judgmental spirit, go, go. The critical spirit, too. Come out. Come out, come out. Critical spirit, come out. Come out of there. All the way out, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Critical spirit, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Those critical spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. All that criticism, come out. Critical spirits that bind you, come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way. All the way. Go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of that critical spirit, go. Go, 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 go. Come out, out. Come out, come out, come out. Let it go all the way out. Critical spirits, go in Jesus' name. All the way out of there. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. All those spirits that hinder us. Hinder us from changing. Hinder us from being all that God wants us to be. Go, go, go. Come out. Those judging spirit, judging everybody else. Come out. They are not the way we are. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 All that stubbornness, you come out. Stubbornness, go. In the name of Jesus. Stubborn spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. Right now, go. Fault-finding spirit, you come out too. Take a few coughs, get them moving. Fault-finding, come out. Always looking for people's fault. Come out in Jesus' name. Fault-finding spirit, go. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Fault-finding, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, come out. Fault-finding spirits, go, go, come out, come out. Come out of there, come out, come out. Spirits of fault-finding, come out, looking for fault. Come out, looking for fault all the time. Go, go, fault-finding, Jesus' name. Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. Fault-finding spirits, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, the blood of Jesus against you, demons. Come out, all the way out. All that confusion, come out. Mental confusion, come out in Jesus' name. Mental confusion, come out of there, all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name, all the way out of there. All that confusion in the mind, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, you got to go. All that confusion, all that go. Confusion in the mind, name, tiredness. Fatigue spirits, just being tired all the time. That fatigue, come out. That fatigue spirit, come out. come out of there, all the way out. I bind you, come out in the name of Jesus right now. That fatigue, go all the way out. Fatigue, come out of there. Tiredness, tiredness, go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Tiredness, come out. Fatigue, Jesus' name. Hurting all over the body, come out. That hurt, pain in the body, all over, come out. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Back pain, spinal column pain, lower back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, up and out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, keep coming out, all the way out. The depression, come out. Depression, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way, all the way, all the way. Go in the name of Jesus. Unbelief, you got to go too. Unbelief, come out of there. Unbelief, don't believe God will do this stuff for you, fill you up, and fill you up like Evan Roberts was in that revival of Wales revival. That was a powerful revival move of God. Yeah, we can be filled like that. We can be filled to overflowing. Thank you, Lord, for filling us to overflowing. Overflowing, yes, Lord. Flowing, yeah, with your presence, with your power, with your glory, with your fire, fire of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the way out. Keep going. The worry, the anxiety, come out. Memory loss, come out, 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 all the way out of there, up and out, go in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, go, up and out of there, go, up and out of there, go, come on, escape spirit, gotta go escape and get away from everybody, everything, that escapism, come out, come out, come out, all that escapism, go. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Tormented little girl or tormented little boy spirit that's still there tormenting. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. Get out of there. Get out of there. Go. Come out. All the way out of the neck, out of the shoulder, out of the... All the way out, go, up and out of there, all that pain, go, 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 out, 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 up and out of there, go, in the name of Jesus, go, right now, the spirits that are lodged in there, move, get moving, up out of there, go, 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 keep moving, go, 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 all the way out of there, go, go, the blood of Jesus, all the way out, spirit of misunderstanding. Come out. You misunderstand things. Come out. That spirit that twists things. Misunderstanding. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Misunderstanding. Come out. That spirit of holding it all in. Holding it all in. You come out. Holding it all in. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Suppressing everything. Come out. I bind you, that holding it in spirit. Come out. Suppressed emotions, suppressed thoughts. And you just suppress it all. Hold it all in. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All that sarcasm, too. You come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Sarcasm, come out. Sarcasm, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. All that sarcasm, come out, 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 all the way out, sarcasm, Jesus' name, mocking spirit too, come out, sarcasm, mocking spirit, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all that sarcasm, Jesus' name. Sarcasm, go, 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 out, 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 out of there, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, 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 right now, all the way, come out, in Jesus' name, Go. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go. 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 Ringing in the ears. You come out. Come on. Ringing in the ears. Go in the name of Jesus. Ringing in the ears. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out. That ringing in the ears. You have ringing in the ears. We rebuke that spirit. Get out of the ears right now. Go right now. Get out of the ears in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go. Get out of the ears right now. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All that ringing in the ears, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the ringing in the ears. Go all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. Going all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Come out of there, come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Marriage breaking spirits, divorce spirits, marriage breaking spirits, come out of there. Go in Jesus' name, come out of there, all the way out. All those marriage-breaking spirits, go, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, marriage-breaking spirits, go, 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 come out, go, the blood of Jesus. Hatred for women, come out. Hatred for women, come out of there, all the way out. Hatred for men, too, come out. Come out, all the way out. Hatred for women, hatred for men. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, come out of there. Come all the way out, 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 out. Jesus' name out, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way. In Jesus' name, we rebuke all blockages to being filled with more of the Lord. Those hindrances and blockages come out. Come out as hindrances and blockages. Go, go, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, hindrances and blockages to more of the Spirit in your life, more of the work of Jesus in your life. We bind those demonic blockages and hindrances. Go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, all the way out, come 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 out, all the way, in Jesus' name, trauma, all the trauma, come out, all the analytical and skeptical spirits, come out, all the way. Those analytical, trying to analyze God, analyze everything. And people that do that, they don't usually get anything from God. I mean, they miss out. They're skeptical and analytical. They can't analyze the things of the Spirit. They're like the wind. They blow where they will. And the Spirit of God is like that, you know, the Bible says. And you can't figure out all the wind. So don't try to figure out the Holy Spirit. Just let Him move in your life. Just let Him move in your life and change you, mold you, make you, form you. Just let Him do it right now. Let's just get filled up with more. Lord, seal this deliverance, but we want to pray just to be filled up right now. Lord, seal this deliverance. Everybody's getting deliverance here. And Lord, now we just want to receive more of You. The Bible says, lift up holy hands unto the Lord. You say, Lord, I lifting up my hands unto You, Lord. Pour out Your rain on me. Pour out Your Spirit on me right now. Fill me right now. Fill me to overflowing. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. I just receive it, Lord. It's a receive it, Lord. Just say, I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord, right now. I receive you filling me right now. Fill me, fill me, fill me up to overflowing. More of you, God. More. I'm lifting up my holy hands unto the Lord, and I'm receiving from heaven right now. Fill me to overflowing. Fill me with a fresh renewal, Lord, with more of you, Lord, to stir me up inside, Lord, to let you work in me and change me, mold me, make me. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me up, Lord, right now. Fill these people up, Lord, as they lift their holy hands. Fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them up, Lord. Fill them to overflowing. As they lift up their holy hands unto you, Lord. Lord, fill them up to overflowing. Fill them, fill them, fill them to overflow, Lord. Let them be filled. Let it be a renewal in their life, a revival in their life. Lord, let there be a fresh outpouring. Let the latter rain fall upon them right now, Lord. Let the latter rain fall upon them right now. Fall, fall, fall upon them, Lord. Fill them, fill them, fill them. Lord, let them feel your presence as you fill them. Let them feel. Feel your presence, Lord, as you fill them up, Lord, right now. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. More, 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 more. Give them more. Give them more of you, Lord. Give them more of you, Lord. Take them out into the deep, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take us up higher. Take us up higher. Take us up. Pour out the rain on us. Open the heavens over our heads, Father, over our spiritual heads, and pour out your spirit on us now. Pour out your spirit on us now. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Thank you for filling us to overflowing. Fill us, fill us, fill us up, Lord. Fill us like we haven't been filled, Lord, before, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us that way, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to fill us and giving us more and more and more of you, Jesus. If you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Pour it out, Lord. And if you don't speak in tongues, just begin to open your mouth and make a noise. God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You begin to speak in tongues, and the outpouring will come upon you. Fill us up, Lord, as we close out this broadcast tonight. Fill us to overflowing. Fill us, fill us, fill us all up, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. More. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up tonight, Lord. We just receive more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Bring revival. Bring renewal in our lives. Bring an outpouring. Holy Ghost outpouring, Lord, like they had it in those great revivals, Lord, that happened back at the turn of the century, Lord, the 1904 revival there. Oh, just pour it out, Lord, like it did in Evan Roberts revival. Yeah. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And the Jonathan Edwards revival. Like Azusa Street. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for more, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Just saturate us, Lord, with you. Lord, just fill us with you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We make ourselves available to you, Lord. We yield ourselves to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mold us, bend us, make us, form us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We receive in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. We receive you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Worship you tonight, Lord. We worship you tonight. Glorify your name. We glorify your name, O God. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, there's none like you. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father, God. Yes, da ba da 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 ba sha re sa da da ba 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 fi kara ori ya ba da da ba ku re sa da 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 re te re re ra ba ya yes, we worship you, Lord. I'm just playing some different songs. I want to find the right song to go out with here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, come like a mighty wind, Lord. Yeah, like a mighty wave.
Lord, send a wave of power. Cover the soul and with your grace. Melt hearts of stone so they will seek your face. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Start a fire in our hearts, burning with desire to share your love. Come and unite us, help us win the love. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Lord, send your spirit all across this land. Leave no darkness lingering. Fill it all with your mighty hand. You lift us up and you pull us out. You set our feet upon solid ground. Lord, send a wave of your power. Cover the soul and with your grace. Melt hearts of stone so they will seek your face. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Lord, start a fire in our hearts, burning with desire to share your love. Come and unite us, help us win the love. Come like a mighty wave. 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 solid ground. Yeah. Set our feet up on the rock. Solid ground.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, folks. Well, here we are. We are blessed to be in his presence. And that God would just keep on pouring out his holy rain on us. May you have it when you get in your bed tonight. May he saturate you with his presence. In Jesus' name, my prayer for you. You know, I was dreaming last night. I was in a service, man. I was just having a powerful time. I think it was in a conference or something. And God was just moving. I love it when, you know, you have a dream like that, God moving and senses moving in your dream, you know. So it's just real like you're in there and God is blessing you there. I mean, you know, is the devil going to give you a dream like that? No. But anyway, yeah, you can be filled up. I pray God will fill you up. And I'm glad that, yeah, we did get to share with you after all tonight and own work. And we'll be back next Friday as long as everything's working. And in Jesus' name, they will be. And so I'm glad y'all joined me tonight. Sorry for those who didn't get to make it. But anyway, we're here. And Lord bless you guys, Miter and Timber and all you that are listening by telephone and other ways. And appreciate all of you and love you and God bless you. And Lord willing, we'll see you back next Friday. You be blessed. All right. Good night now.